All right, we're joined now by Greg Verga, who is well-known to MSO, of course, former school committee person, city councilor, also a real estate agent, and our political analyst at times here on MSO. Greg, how are you and your family making out here in this thing?
We're hanging in there. I mean, for us, it's a little bit close to home because my wife and my daughter are both nurses, so it's kind of nerve-wracking on that end.
But, yeah.
And fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely. Have they been affected by the so-called PPE shortage?
Not yet. I mean, my daughter is a nurse at a jail. I don't want to give any details, but so they've been fortunate that they locked it down pretty quick and kept guests, visitors out. So mm-hmm. As far as I know, no inmates have been infected. So she's so far so good. Who knows what the staff could bring in. And my wife works in labor and delivery, so she's not on the front line per se in the emergency room or ICU, but every day she's got to walk through that that corridor that's suspect in terms of what's floating around in the air.
Of course.
But as far as PPE, it hasn't hit yet. I do know that they've one of her colleagues who lives in Gloucester someone donated 195 masks. So, and I did actually see that in the Gloucester Times today, that they're looking for donations. So
yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous that the hospitals are now begging for equipment, personal protective equipment from the public. But.
All right, we're going to, we'll save the political comments for later. Right now, Greg, what I want to ask you about is I'm curious as to what's going on in so many different businesses, or maybe what's not going on. And in the real estate business, I was just thinking, how are people dealing with this? And maybe just your observations. And tell me where you are. What real estate agency are you with?
I'm with Coldwell Banker in Gloucester now. And it's been, as you can imagine, the lockdown, the shelter in place, whatever we're calling it these days, has had a dramatic impact on real estate. In my case, I have a listing that I got in under the wire, that it went under agreement just as all this stuff was happening. And I have it's fortunately that people have already moved out, so and it's on a lockbox. So I'm able to send the buyer agent in alone, able to send the inspector in alone. So there wasn't a whole lot of people in a small house, so it's not like we're bumping into each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I was lucky for that particular transaction, but others, I'm assuming, weren't so lucky. I mean, we got recommendations from the National Association of Realtors several weeks ago that we should not be doing open houses. It's since become, the law, so to speak. And I would not want to be doing an open house, and I wouldn't, if I were a home seller, I wouldn't want a bunch of strangers coming in my house. So as you can imagine, it's this isn't something like you go on Amazon and you pick out a widget and they mail it to you. This is something you have to actually go and look at before you buy it. So it's the impact. I would assume real estate, probably a lot like car dealerships, are at a complete standstill. I mean, fortunately for transactions like mine that have gotten an accepted offer, the law firms are considered essential. So that process is still able to move along. When it comes time for the actual closing, it'll be interesting how that's handled, because some things have to be signed in person and notarized, and other things can be done electronically.
What are you hearing from either colleagues or people who, either wanted to buy or sell? Are you getting any phone calls? Are you talking to colleagues about the situation? People still are looking to the future, although the future is definitely on hold.
Well, I think that's... that last couple words you said, on hold, that's pretty much where we are. I mean, if you were selling, you were along in the process and you had buyers looking, perhaps they were able to, as I was, slip in under the wire. But once the plug was pulled by the governor, and he was absolutely correct to do it, then that's it. Everything is just put on pause. I mean, you really can't. I mean, there was talk and tutorials through our association and through our offices of how to do virtual showings and things like that. But I think people are just pretty frightened to go into strange places with strange people.
Well, that's true. And sometimes it's even going to familiar places with familiar people. It's a very strange thing right now. And I think you're right. Everything is just sort of suspended in suspended animation here. And so it's the same with the real estate business. Greg, anything about real estate before we ask you about your next unfinished music show?
Well, one thing I could say is, you know, I had a showing a couple of weeks ago, you know, before things really got bad. You know, the state had recognized and told us to be careful. The federal government hadn't done their thing yet. And, you know, when it was a vacant home and it was a buyer I hadn't met. So when he came to the house, you know, we were about 6-7 feet apart, and I just sort of said, wave, so let's keep our distance. But then when we were leaving, autopilot clicked in and I shook his hand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's like, and so I sort of, luckily it was up the street from my house, so I didn't have to get in my car. I just walked down the street, sort of holding my hand out like it was going into surgery, went home and scrubbed my hand, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what makes it difficult, because it's a whole, a complete change of behavior for everybody.
I think it's going
to
be.
In my business, it is, you know, we're primarily meeting new people, and the tradition for the last, you know, several thousand years is you shake hands.
Exactly, and I think, you know, it's going to be a cultural change worldwide, probably, and you know, it's one of the things about civilization. Civilization bring, you know, you got civilization because people wanted to be together.
Right.
And I think I was just thinking that the I think it's the Japanese tradition of bowing to one another.
Oh, right.
I kind of like that, and that's, you know, that way it. But I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see. Obviously, there'll
be
some changes.
Well, the other one that you and I would like that some people have adopted is the Vulcan salute.
That's right. Live long and prosper. Amen to that. All right. Finally, Greg, unfinished music coming up. You've got a concert that we'll be posting here very soon on MSO.
Yeah. We had in early March, we had Lindsay Garfield, who is from Swampscott. She had spent several years, a decade actually, in San Francisco area. And, you know, she was on with a band on Good Morning America, and they toward Europe, so, you know, they got around, and she's, for health reasons, she returned to the area, and you can hear all the details in the interview, but I actually ran into her at an open mic night down at Minglewood on Roger Street, and I reached out to her and asked her to be on the show, and she said sure. So she's a very talented girl, great voice, and some very interesting songs and interesting stories, so that should be posted on April 1st. And I'd love people to tune in and let us know what they think of it.
Absolutely. We'll have it up there. And you have a Facebook page related to that also, Greg?
Yeah, Unfinished Music is on Facebook. I think if you just, in the search bar on Facebook, just type in Unfinished Music.
Okay.
And I'm probably the only one that's going to pop up.
All right. So we'll also link to that. And, you know, last, Greg, have you seen any of these, what are they called, watch shows on Facebook, I think they're called? Watch me or watch shows?
Oh, for performances, you mean?
Yeah.
Or musical?
Yeah, these little concerts, yeah, you know, these home concerts are springing up.
We had, my band was going to do a Facebook Live concert at our last rehearsal, which was supposed to be a week ago Tuesday, but things got really bad, and we practiced here at my house, so I pulled the plug, so we're not practicing.
Right.
But there were a lot of people around Gloucester and Cape Ann who, you know, sing and play their instrument. I don't sing, so I mean, I could do a Facebook Live, but I don't think anybody wants to watch me play the bass. but several of my, friends and musical colleagues have been doing Facebook Live mini concerts. Actually, on my Facebook, the Unfinished Music page, I do have a link to a concert that my next guest, Lindsay, did from her living room for it was an hour long. So that's what's been going on. And it's a great way to keep things alive. And it's not just local people. You know, the big stars are doing it, too. And, you know, I think Springsteen actually released a streaming of a concert from 2009 that had never been released. So,
yeah.
You know, everybody understands this is serious, and they're doing what they can to try to make life a little easier and more entertaining for people.
Absolutely.
But we are, you know, I think stir crazy is probably an understatement. I take over. And, you know, the president yesterday said till at least the end of April, you know, the federal recommendations. So we've got a long way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows if by April 30th we're ready to emerge from our cocoons.
We'll make it, and we'll have to do this more often. Greg, thank you so much. Stay safe, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Greg. Take care. That is Greg Verga, who was the host of Unfinished Music with Greg Verga here on MSO News Sports. We'll have our most recent posting concert coming up on April 1. And, of course, he's also a former city councilor, former school committee person in Gloucester, and, of course, a real estate agent talking about the current slowdown or shutdown or suspension, if you will. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.